Testing 1, 2. I wonder how long it took you to choose what to wear today. After the last online service, I'm well aware that some of you may probably not be dressed yet, enjoying church in your pyjamas. Sometimes I wonder if we should do pyjama church instead of cafe church. Maybe not. If you are dressed, perhaps you ran through your day in your head to think about what you were going to be doing so you could wear appropriate clothes. When I got dressed today, I thought to myself, I'm going to be doing some videos for church, so I need to put on a shirt and my dog collar, and I've even cracked out my waistcoat, which probably none of you have seen before. If we were allowed outside to enjoy the weather, then we might well have looked on a weather app or listened to the news to find out what was going to happen in the day so we could wear appropriate clothes. A friend of mine says there's no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothes. But what do you decide to wear when you face life's challenges? When you face all those little decisions that we make every single day? When you have an opportunity to share your faith with someone? Paul, or rather God, knew the challenges that we face in the world and as his children. We all face times of trial and temptation, times of challenge and change. Sometimes all at once. The last 2 weeks have been a particularly hard time for Jess and me. Some of you will know that she actually ended up in hospital a couple of weeks ago with an infection in her throat and in her tonsils that needed IV antibiotics. It was caused, we think, by glandular fever, so she's still wiped out and hasn't actually been at work for nearly a month now. And I've shared before that I struggle myself with feeling depressed and anxious. And these are things that you can't just snap out of. I wasn't able to produce a service for last Sunday, and it was touch and go whether I was be able to produce one today for this coming Sunday. Today is a good day. Yesterday was not. Now, there are two important things about going into battle. The first is that you need to wear the right clothes. Most of us are blessed not to have seen war firsthand, but I'm sure we've all seen pictures on the television or on the news, and we know that when soldiers go into war, they wear armour. They drive tanks. They carry weapons. They don't go into war carrying drinking straws or riding bicycles, or wearing swimming trunks, or even pyjamas. All the different bits of armour, they are important, that Paul talks about in this passage, and I would encourage you to read through the passage on your own at home, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20, and have a think about the different bits of armour that Paul mentions. But the most important bit of the passage comes right at the beginning. Paul says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you may take your stand." Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. It's not about you and it's not about me being strong enough, which is a good thing. It's about God being strong enough. And my friends, he is. The second thing is that we don't go into battle alone. English doesn't distinguish between you talking to one person and you talking to many people. But here, Paul is talking to you people. He calls us to stand, therefore, together. The armour that Paul is describing is well known to be the armour of a Roman soldier. But the thing about the Romans was they were so successful in battle because they didn't fight as individuals. They fought together. They fought as a unit. And that means when one of us is feeling weak or vulnerable, even if that is your vicar or maybe you yourself, we stand and we do not fall because we are standing together. We don't fall over because we're holding one another up in prayer and in other ways. Sometimes we may be tempted to go it alone, as if we don't need each other. Sometimes we may be tempted to feel so strong in ourselves that we don't need other people because their weakness is going to pull us down. Sometimes we may simply forget God and prefer to try and live life in our own strength. No, only together and in the Lord's strength are we able to stand firm as his people, as his children. And that is a strength that nothing and no one can ever overcome. It is stronger than all the trials we'll face, stronger than all the temptations, stronger than the challenges and stronger than the changes, because it is God's strength and nothing is stronger. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your strength with which you fill us and with which you help us to stand and with which you equip us to face whatever comes our way. Help us, Lord, to stand in your strength and to stand together, that we may stand and not fall and stand firm to the end. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it might not surprise you to know that we have we actually have an activity for the children this week. It is making your own soldier. It may surprise you to know that we've actually managed to come up with an activity for the children this week. Some of you will have had it delivered to your door. If you haven't and you'd like to do the activity, the download is available on our website for you to download. We will be making an entire church family army. Remember, this Sunday was supposed to be a cafe church. If you'd been at cafe church, we'd have been making a whole army of people to represent God's army. That is us, all dressed in the armour that God has for us that Paul describes in Ephesians chapter 6. So if you'd like to make one, please do. I'd love it if we had dozens of these things. And then take a photograph of it and email it to me or send it to me in some way. And because what I'd love to do is I'd love to build up a big picture of all of us in the army of God, standing in his armour and in his strength. So look out over the next few days on our website and on social media as we share some of those pictures with one another. Thanks.